debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Hey, Bubba, that might be Roger Stone on the hotline.
Oh, that might be Roger Stone?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on.
I screwed the monkeys.
Let me get a hold of
Yeah, Fred, we'll get the monkeys.
Roger, this you?
Yes, it is.
It's Bubba. We're live. How are you?
I'm terrific. How about you?
Well, we went from talking about the election because we didn't know if you were going to have you on to the slave monkeys that do coconut water deal. Are you? I know you're familiar with that.
I'm not at all familiar with that, but if you say so.
No, like these big coconut companies, they capture these monkeys in Thailand, and then they don't let them be monkeys. They put ropes on them and make them go up these trees and harvest coconuts for coke. Like they, you know, they're slave monkeys or something.
Well, we better switch to politics because I don't know much about slave monkeys.
But you know a lot about politics. Roger Stone on the phone. Roger, I just saw an article a couple days ago. How you? I think the headline of the article said how Donald Trump can salvage this election and win. Is it really that bad for him right now, Roger?
It is extraordinarily close. The momentum is with the president. You're sitting right there in ground zero, Bubba. You are in the epicenter of the storm. We have to avoid a massive, extraordinarily well-organized, totally illegal ballot harvesting operation, in which the Biden people, who know that their lead is slipping away, are going to try to steal this. But just look at the two campaigns. You've got Joe Biden hiding in his basement, trying to run out the clock, trying to avoid any errors in the fourth quarter where he's got a small but dwindling lead. Every, you know, couple hours, they bring him out. They drive him 6 miles from his house, 6 miles from his house, have him meet 20 people standing far away, of course. No handshaking, no elbow bumping. They're just trying to show the world he's still alive, which is understandable. Meanwhile, you've got Donald Trump pounding on the stump, doing 3 stops a day, driving enormous crowds with an upbeat, positive message for the country that, no, our best days are not behind us. They're ahead of us. No, we're not going to a dark winter. We're going to a bright future. That's the contrast that I think is going to allow the president to pull this out.
Now, you know, Raj, in 2016, it was trending a lot like they say it's trending now. They didn't give Trump a chance. They said Hillary was plus 11. And, you know, they're saying, you know, I guess Biden's plus 7, plus 8 nationally. But if you go state by state on some of the battlegrounds, you start with Florida. And first of all, like, there's not even a conversation if Florida goes blue. I don't think if Florida goes blue, I think it's over.
Well, I think that's a shrewd analysis. But as you know, our esteemed governor, Ron DeSantis, our U.S. Senator, Rick the Cue Ball.
Scott.
I've forgotten his name.
Scott.
How much I love the guy. Yes, Rick Scott.
I don't like him, by the way. I don't hope you're not mad at me. I hate him.
Mr. Warmth. Mr. Personality.
Here's what I don't understand, Roger. You're a guy that got fined one of the largest fines in the history of our country, but you end up being the governor and in politics, but you're one of the most corrupt, heavily fined private businessmen in the history of our country. How does that happen?
Privilege. It's privilege. It shows you can buy your way out of anything if you have enough money. Let me come back to my point before we get sidetracked on what an a-hole that guy is.
Right. And we agree. That might have been the best statement of the day, Roger. Anyway, take it away, Rog.
Look, these guys both won last year by a hair. In fact, truth is they were dragged across the finish line by Donald J. Trump. Had he not come to Florida twice, they would both have lost. Florida is trending purple, my friends. We need to wake up to that. And unlike 2016, when the Republican the Republican structure in Florida was by and large for either Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio, a vibrant, alternative, completely independent Trump constituency, the Trump clubs. By the way, you've got the biggest one in the country right there in Tampa, or one of the biggest, extraordinary people, J.W. Stratton, great guy. Those people have been disenfranchised in this campaign. Who's gone out and put together the boat parades and the car parades and the motorcycle parades? That's not the Trump campaign. Trump campaign's been told to stay away from these rednecks. No, that's been the indigenous Trump supporter, the average guy. I've never seen anything like it in politics, Bubba. I was on the boat parade that went from Jupiter to Fort Lauderdale and back. 35,000 boats. Sky as blue as crystal. The red, white, and blue flags. Thousands of people lined up on both sides of the waterway to cheer and take pictures, hold signs. The most amazing political experience I've had in 40 years. That's totally grassroots. That has nothing to do with the Trump campaign. That's indigenous love for this president by the people of Florida.
And if he wins Florida, it's going to be those people. And I don't know why the Trump people are not, you know, trying to wrap their arms around these people, because they are the people that are going to make Florida, you know, red, if indeed it happens.
Well, unfortunately, the Florida Republican Party in some places is three deep in never Trumpers. But they don't do any work. They only go to cocktail parties. So you don't have to worry about them much. But the Trump people, the true Trump supporters in this state, some of them regular Republicans, some of them are not. They're working like dogs. Our candidate is working like a Trojan. I mean, look, this reminds me of 4 years ago when Hillary Clinton clustered herself in Chappaqua, was very busy looking through the fabrics to pick out the right one for the Oval Office curtains, while Donald Trump was outfoxing her, outcampaigning her, outworking her in the Democratic strongholds. Where? Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Florida. History repeats itself. We're right back at the same place, only this time our opponent, Joe Biden, is comatose. So, I mean, he's the man who put the word Dem in dementia. I mean, the guy is, I mean, he's out to lunch.
Roger Stone on the phone. Raj, let's say Florida goes, the 29 electoral Florida goes red. I don't know about Wisconsin. I'm up in, Wisconsin, I got a feeling.
Well, tell them why you got a feeling.
Well, because I watched the Packer games on this Wisconsin affiliate, and all these big, heavy dairy bitches, there are all these commercials in Wisconsin that be like, I voted for Donald Trump, but I'm a dairy farmer with my husband, and we don't like him now. And I'm seeing a lot of that. I'm a little worried about Wisconsin, but the one state, I mean, Pennsylvania and Arizona, I think it's going to come down to those two.
Well, I agree with you about those two. They're touch and go. But I don't think you can discount both Michigan and Wisconsin. That's the big four. That assumes that Florida is safe. And, you know, for the first time in Florida history, more Democrats asked for absentee ballots than Republicans. 3 million Democrats, 2.6 Republicans. That's never happened before. So we begin 600,000 votes in the hole. The Trump campaign has no absentee ballot chase operation. We're not spending any money on urban radio, even though Joe Biden is personally responsible for the mass incarceration of more black people than anybody in America. This guy wrote the law that requires the harsh mandatory penalties for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of small drugs. This guy must have had marijuana to Joey Logano in mind when he wrote that bill.
He remembers Joey's name.
Marijuana.
But, I mean, is Arizona as touch and go, Raj, as they're making it out? I mean, Arizona's 11, and Pennsylvania's 20, you know, if you break all the country up and where you think it might go, I mean, it's, you know, I got it like 259 Democrats, 248 Republicans, with Arizona and Pennsylvania being the determining factor as to who wins.
Well, Arizona has changed very dramatically from the days when it was the state of Barry Goldwater. It is really moved to the left. Again, it's a dogfight, which is why I believe the president was there yesterday. Where's Joe? I mean, where is Joe? Can Joe stand up? Can Joe remember his own last name? Keep saying he's running for the U.S. Senate. It's embarrassing.
Against a guy named George.
Meanwhile, you've got the Hunter Biden scandal, which, you know, Bubba, I know you're enjoying parts of this. But you've got a mainstream media blackout that was unfortunately helped by the buffoonery and the incompetence of Steve Bannon, who leaks the Hunter Biden emails to Breitbart at the exact moment when the Wall Street Journal is on the cusp of publishing them, which would have bled this into the mainstream and made it the dominant issue in this campaign. So the same Steve Bannon who perjured himself at my trial, whose testimony to send me to prison where I would have died of COVID, completely is contradicted by his testimony to the House Intelligence Committee, which was classified at the time of my trial. That Steve Bannon is helping sink the ship. What a buffoon.
Now, Raj, here's what I understand. I used to get a lot of updates from things that are happening within your world and what have you, and there's all this stuff that's coming out about your trial and all this really bad stuff that they were doing and prosecution this and prosecutorial misconduct. And you notice how the media, nobody's covering any of that. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that's coming out about what they did to you.
No, that's right. I mean, my trial was entirely corrupted. The judge was in the tank. The jury forewoman had badmouthed me on social media the year before. She had those postings on a private setting during jury selection and during the actual trial. Then after the trial, she deleted them. It was a setup. It was a railroad. I think most Americans now understand that, although several key aides to Joe Biden have written a piece for The Atlantic saying that if Joe wins, they will re-prosecute me. Okay, come on, boys. Give it a shot.
Is that what they're really saying, Raj?
Oh, most definitely. I'm public enemy number one, Bubba, because I support Donald Trump. That's why.
So you're saying, Raj, that indeed that they've intimated some people close to Biden that if he wins, they're coming back at you.
No question about it. Now, you can't try a person on the same charges on which they've also been tried. So they just openly say, it doesn't matter, we'll make something else up. No conservative, no Republican, no Christian, no non-Trump supporter can get a fair trial in the District of Columbia. Once I saw that the D.C. Circuit Court refused to dismiss the charges against that great American patriot, General Michael Flynn, one of the greatest men I've ever had the opportunity to meet. I mean, up there with Eisenhower. True American hero. This guy in the battlefield saved his comrades. This guy is a true hero. They're railroading him. The D.C. Circuit has no problem with that. They rule that the president's lawyer, Don McGahn, must testify to Congressman Jerry Nadler's committee about his conversations with his client. That's wrong. But Hillary Clinton, they ruled, does not have to testify about her stolen emails. Why would you go in front of the Circuit Court of D.C.? They are rank with corruption. All their decisions are political. We have a broken system here, and if the president is not reelected, the system will never be fixed. And if the president is reelected, John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper, Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, these people must be tried and convicted of treason, for which, as you know, Bubba, the penalty is capital punishment. They must be hung by the neck until dead. That's what the law says.
Do you think those people will be tried for treason?
They won't be tried if Joe Biden is.
If Donald J. Trump.
I don't want to speculate because, frankly, he should have ordered his attorney general to prosecute them now. We're tired of waiting for Mr. Durham. It's been 3 years. It doesn't take 3 years to prove that a guy stole the car. These people are caught red-handed. thanks to that great American Rick Grenell, who was briefly served as the acting director of national intelligence, we have, pardon me for using the expression, stone-cold proof that these guys, based on declassified documents, were deeply involved in a completely illegally illegitimate effort to usurp the full authority of the United States government and the capability of our intelligence agencies to use falsified evidence to basically stage a coup to try to take down the president. They ought to send 29 heavily armed FBI agents to John Brennan's house and scoop him up.
Agreed.
Like they did you. So,
exactly.
So, Raj, if Donald J. Trump wins, do you get an invitation to the inaugural ball?
I better be FBI director or something's sadly wrong.
And, Raj, what's your prediction next, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday? One, will we have a clear-cut winner? Or two, are we going to be full of the next 60 to however many days of court proceedings and hanging chads and whodunits? And, I mean, I don't think it's going to be clean in any constellation.
I'll take door number two. I think we're going to have a long, drawn-out fight because the Democrats have a very well-orchestrated, very well-funded plan. They've been very clear about it. They intend to steal this election through voter fraud. Then they intend to send armed hooligans into every city and country to burn and loot and rape and destroy until they get their way. That's exactly they make no bones about it. The guy running this operation is a Democrat dirty trickster named Norm Eisen. He's written a book called Playbook. He tells you exactly what we do. First, we falsify the election. Then we send in thugs to enforce it. It's exactly what they've doing. And by the way, they've already demonstrated they can do it. Who's burning down Portland? Who's burning down Philadelphia? That's not the Proud Boys. There's seven of them, and they're too drunk to get out of bed.
Raj, if Donald Trump wins, next Tuesday/Wednesday morning, are you saying these thugs are going to go into various cities and you know, start rioting?
I'm not saying it. They're saying it. They openly, they make it very clear. There's only one result that is acceptable to them, and that is their result. So this is not some pipe dream on my part. You have had a head fake here. You've had an extraordinary attempt at distraction. Oh, the Proud Boys are going to be at polling places intimidating and harassing and suppressing the vote. But that will happen nowhere in the United States. There will not be a single example of that. The Proud Boys is a small drinking society of guys who believe in America. That's it. They don't believe in violence. They're not white supremacists. In fact, most of the ones I know happen to be African American or Hispanic. So you can flush that. That's a false narrative. By the way, the single worst television network, NBC, literally nothing they report is true. Nothing. This guy, Ken Delanian, look for him. Total scumbag. Guy worked for the CIA, got fired at the Chicago Tribune for clearing his stories with the CIA, now works for the CIA at NBC, fomenting lies and falsehoods about Donald Trump. Really, if NBC comes on, folks, turn it off. Nothing they say is true. Nothing.
What about our friend Tuck? You know that I know Tucker. I know you've known Tucker longer than I have. Did Tuck get the laptop thing shut down, you think, in this big thing that's going on, like where they don't know where it is now or it was
where
intercepted?
UPS lost it.
Well, like do you agree with that, or do you think that somebody higher up told, you know, the Murdoch boys to shut that down?
Well, according to what I read last night, Tucker's folks did keep a copy of the key documents. Tucker Carlson could be one of the greatest living Americans of my lifetime.
And I will not argue with on that, buddy.
I mean, the guy has cojones like coconuts. I mean, the guy, he's got huge courage. He puts himself on the line. He's fearless. He's scrupulously honest. And look, this isn't about Hunter Biden. He's a reprobate. He's a degenerate. Who cares? This is about his father and him cashing in. Joe Biden is in on the deal. It's really simple. Look at it this way. The two of them go to China on Air Force Two, and when they return, the Chinese Central Bank, controlled by the Communist Party of China, wires Hunter Biden $1 billion. A week later, they wire another $400,000. Who would give this degenerate that kind of money? He's never managed money in his life. He's not a money manager. It's a payoff.
Why aren't they looking into that, Roger? I mean, that's at least look-endable, is it not?
Well, who is they? The FBI? They work for Joe Biden. They work for Barack Obama. This guy, Christopher Wray, this guy should be canned immediately, and the president should order his authority, order Joe Barr, charge him this afternoon with obstruction. Long investigation.
Well, they brought that laptop to the FBI originally, and they said they didn't want anything to do with it.
They sat on it for 9 months.
Yep.
But, Rod, here's what I understand.
Christopher Wray needs to be fired. He needs to be taken into custody, charged with obstruction of justice, and that's not, I'm done with the two-tiered justice system where only Roger Stone and General Flynn get prosecuted, but deep state criminals like Brennan, the Islamic radical convert, and James Comey, and General Clapper, and Christopher Wray break the law regularly, engage in seditious and treasonous activity, and there are no consequences. This is very sad. It can only change if the president is reelected.
If he's reelected, does he clean house and put a new FBI guy in there and a new attorney general in there?
If he is reelected, the Democrat effort to impeach him will begin the morning after the election. They'll try again. They'll keep trying because he's such a threat to their money-making, treasonous games. See, the deep state is not liberal. It has no ideology. They're about power, money, and control. Oh, by the way, Bubba, are you wearing a mask right now?
No.
How about I check?
No.
I agree that COVID-19 is real, meaning it's a real virus, and it really is a danger if you're 90 years old and you have asthma. But the projections that told us that it was a danger to the vast community, now they're saying, oh, the number of infections are up. No, the number of tests are up. So the number of people who are infected but have no symptoms and are going to get better is very high.
Raj, how you doing personally, buddy? Are you doing okay?
I'm doing great. I'm going to have to roll on here, Bubba, but I'm sorry I got in here late. We had a little snafu on my end, but
that's good.
God bless you.
I want to make
God
sure you're okay. Hey, listen, do we still got various places that people can see your stuff and buy your stones and stuff like that?
They can go to stonecoldtruth.com in the store, and they can pick up their iconic Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt. I know you like to sport yours around town.
Yeah.
Very, very popular with the ladies, by the way. and we would appreciate it. StoneColdTruth.com. Let me jump. I love you, Bob.
I love you too, buddy. And I'll be in touch. And stay strong, kiddo. Bye, Raj. I need that. Kevin, I need that clip of when he ran through all those dudes and he said they needed to be treason and hung. Because that's got to be some important dudes in that list, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a night. Don't you think, Seth, out of all that sound clip, I was thinking, man, that's the one we need to clip.
Oh, calling for hangings. Yeah, that's very that's good stuff.